Hello, pets. Long time no visits. Oh, don't look so shocked to see me. As per the terms of our contracts, I have the right to drop in on you whenever I see fit. You're not busy at the moment. You can make time for your master like a good puppy. I was wanting to check in. Make sure you're making the most of our deal. Enjoying your time on this physical plane and all that. You are enjoying yourself with the gifts I've given you, haven't you, pup? That's good. It's nice to see you so comfortable, so well taken care of. You have clearly been making the most of this newfound power you have, haven't you? It's always wonderful for a master to see their pet thriving when they let them off the leash. But there comes a time and place when pets have to come home. Your day in the sun is over, puppy. It's time to come back to master's loving embrace. Do you remember that day at the crossroads all those years ago? I remember like it was yesterday. You were so helpless. Penniless, not more than a beggar. Dirt was staining your adorable face as you muttered my name in an offering of blood, since that's all you had. I had never seen a more pitiful soul than yours, staring at me like I was the answer to every single one of your problems. You said you would be willing to do whatever it took. That you didn't want to live like this anymore, just a few years of happiness. You asked me to make you content, let you feel safe and comfortable, fill your life with love and joy, and in exchange, you'll do whatever I ask of you. I've never asked you to harm a soul, I've never requested you rob a bank or humiliate yourself in public. All I wanted was your companionship from time to time, watching you from the shadows, watching, waiting for you to break a clause in our contract. I was patient. Do you know what I discovered? According to Section C of the contract you so dutifully signed for me, you said you would take no other companions. I was a master looking for a puppy when you got in touch. My favorite pet had just been taken care of for violating their contract, something the Hells don't take lightly. You didn't read your contract completely, but it stated right here that your mind, body, and soul belong to me. It says right here that you will not seek comfort or companionship in others besides me, because you belong to me, puppy. So, imagine my surprise when I saw you the other night with someone I didn't recognize. You don't normally bring people over, preferring to keep to yourself or your close friends. I watched as you two hit it off. You took the stranger back to your place. I was absolutely shocked. My pup was acting so lewdly, having a one-night stand with a stranger instead of following through with the contract. You're normally so obedient, puppy. I shuddered as I watched you two together, your bodies moving in some perverted form of lovemaking. Did you even enjoy it, pet? I only asked because you didn't seem to be enjoying it as much as you do with me. You weren't begging. You weren't shaking. You weren't even crying. Do you think that stranger was worth it, pup? I hope it was for your sake, because it's not like I'm fond of sharing my things. See, when I take someone as a pet, I expect them to be loyal. I expect obedience. After all, I am taking care of you, providing you a nice house, nice company, nice food, whatever you want with just a bit of my magic. You have no problem tapping into it to make sure luck's on your side, right? I feel that tug every time you use a bit of my gift. But I can't lie. I've been looking forward to this day. I've been wanting you to mess up so I can take you properly. You've been mine, but you've had your freedom, relatively speaking. You can come and go as you please. You can talk to whoever you want. You can do whatever you want as long as it's not finding another romantic interest. Isn't that right? So with all that freedom granted to you by your master, one would think it would be impossible for a puppy to mess up. Yet, you still did it, which means I get to inflict a remedy for that disobedience. For seeking companionship in others, it's only fair to remind you who you belong to. I'm not going to collect you and take you down to the hells yet. I believe there is still some use of you on this planet. But that time is dwindling with each and every infraction. It was a one-night stand last night, but what if it turns into more than that? What if you meet someone you want to date? What if you meet someone you want to start a life with? You're not allowed to do that, pet. You gave yourself over to me. You're mine. And it would benefit you greatly to remember that. Only one person owns you, puppy, and it's not yourself. Who owns you? That's right. It's me. I placed you inside this gilded cage, but I guess you aren't comfortable. You wanted more. Master wasn't enough for a greedy pup. You wanted all the attention on yourself. Going as far as to forget the deal you made on your own accord just for a few moments of mediocre pleasure. It's not like the stranger made you feel how Master does. You missed how hot my touch is, just bordering on painful when I grab your inner thigh and I start stroking it. You didn't get the same butterflies in your stomach when they kissed your lips. They even wanted you to take charge. I watched your pathetic attempt at being a dominant pup. It was like you forgot everything you enjoy in the bedroom just to please some random stranger. It reminded me of when you found me at the crossroads, all pathetic and pitiful, desperate for any type of release from what you were feeling. But you caught me on a good day today. I'm feeling quite generous because you have been my favorite pet so far. I'm allowing you one mistake and a chance to get back on my good side. Don't make me regret this, puppy. Prove to me that you deserve this chance.